Yes, the Tainus is a day which is Nikra for Hispanus, for Vodas of Musr. Talk about Vodas of Musr a little bit. Revolver talks about in Chelik Beis, Bariches, there's a Musr of Lima Musr, there's a Musr of Vodas of Musr. And obviously, to give over the little that I think I understand what he's saying, that there's you get the feeling that there's an iceberg there, and there's a tip in the iceberg, and you get a little bit, and each time maybe you get a little more. But it's a defining element of the person. Chazon Ish quotes from the Chazon Ish writes and say in the Munei Bitochen that in the Shroshim of the Midas Proteus, Betzim, there's only one Midah Toiva, and there's one Midah Ra. That's all there is. There's one Midah Toiva, one Midah Ra. He says the Midah Ra is person being mazniach chaim tivim al mahalchom ativi. He just lets life go without taking the reins. Doesn't take control of his life and what he wants to do, what he wants to accomplish with himself. He says, and without any difficulty, the person will be, he'll be matzliach, he'll be a kaisen mitzuyan, he'll be an extraordinary kaisen, noikim mitzuyan, geyim mitzuyan, v'chein hola, he'll be matzliach, he'll be mitzuyan, in all the midas rows. He'll have every single one of them. He'll have the kama when he needs the kama, he'll have gaiva when he needs gaiva, he'll have taiva when he needs taiva, he'll have everything. Because the person who decides the midah tovah is the skama machletis levaker is a regesh a musri a regesh a tavoni, that the person to make a decision that the approach of bemis thinking about what's right and what's wrong and leading your life based on that overtakes your natural instinct. So the person will then go against all the midas rose. It's a decision to go against what your natural instinct is and decide there's something above and beyond that. It's a tremendously challenging avodah, but he says, this nakuda, the sara shava, and every single one of the elements of avodah is this nakuda. Im calls there's a machshava from Beruchim in the sixth parsha. What's specific in the parsha is that we sort of sometimes we picture like, you know, the correct version of what it means to be the person who's Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the Shulchan Aruch and there's the stories, and everybody's supposed to fit that picture. You learn parshas Vayechi and you listen to the brachas, and you sort of get a picture that there's an approach for a Levi, and there's an approach for a Yisachar, there's an approach for a Zvulun, and each one has a different function, different purpose. Each Shevet has a different function, a different purpose. The Moreh Pesachim says that there's a person who used to always say, let's always go to every, whenever there was a conversation, okay, let's go to Din Torah. The Moreh says they checked into Zrichas, he was from Shevet Don. And Don Yodinama, he's into Din. So he's always into din. That's his natural instinct will be towards din. So Rav Yerucham says a machshav in the sixth parsha. After each one of the shvatim is given their specific bracha, and Binyamin Zevitrov and Aptalia Yalashlucha, and each one has their definition of what they are. So it says the pasuk, each one got their bracha. So Ruchim tells, what do you mean they got a bracha? So some of them were given brachas. Some of them was no bracha specifically was given. If anything, you know, Ruvim Bechariata, Pachas Kamei Maltoiser, so where was the bracha? What was the bracha part about it? Shimon V'Levi Achim, Kecham Asachem Sehem, right? What was the bracha element about them? Since the biggest bracha a person can have is understand himself. The biggest bracha the person can understand was Yaakov was able to give each one of the shvatim, this is where your challenge is. This is where your issue is. This is your milas. This is your chesrenus. He says, when Ruchim continues, he says, a person doesn't know his milas, doesn't know his chesrenus, doesn't know what to do. A person doesn't know his milas, doesn't know what kalim he has to do it. Each person has milas and he has chesrenus. He has an avodah in front of him. He has to be aware of the areas of challenge for himself and what the issues are. And then from there he has to go and use his kaychas and his miles to do it. There's a machshava from the Aryal from Leib Chasman. Stells Chazal, Stells on Chazal. Chazal say that Hosea was at Pesach B'Tshuva. Pesach means at Pesach B'Tshuva. Shuvi Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. Hosea lived at the time of many other Nevi'im. And he was the person who was given the message to Klai, so Shuvi Yisrael. So at Pesach B'Tshuva. So what, Chazal say why? Because Reuven was Pesach B'Tshuva. Reuven was the first person who was Pesach B'Tshuva, like Rashi says earlier. The earlier parsha is that he was Osek B'Tzaka B'Tanisoi. So Reuven was an Osek B'Tshuva. Reuven was Osek B'Tshuva. He was Zeichet that he should be the Pesach. From his Shevet, from Hosea, from his Enoklach, the Shvi's company who's going to give the message of Klai Yisrael, Shuvi Yisrael Hashem Elokecha, isn't safe for Hosea. So, correct. So, the Leib Chasam Shtels, he says, I mean, Chazal say that we find that Adam Rishon was Eisek B'Tshuva, his Parshma Isha, Kufla Mishana. You find that Kayan did some element of Tshuva, Mishnah Shel Yom HaShabbos. The Chazal say that Adam met Kayan as he's coming out from his din. He says, Asis Tshuva, and he's Fashartali. He says, that's the Kayak Shel Tshuva. I didn't realize I also would have done Tshuva, Mishnah Shel Yom HaShabbos, whatever the Shaykh is, the Mishnah Shel Yom HaShabbos and Tshuva is. But Kayan did Tshuva, Adam did Tshuva. So what are Chazal saying? That Reuven was the first person who was Pesach with Tshuva. So Leib Chasman says that what was Oiskut Seich and what was different about what Reuven did and that Adam did and Kain did, says Adam and Kain did tshuva on a maisa. Reuven did tshuva on a mida. Reuven's upgetaich that his pachas kamayim al toiser. That his problem was he jumped into things. He didn't think before he did something. And that was a problem that wasn't, there was a specific maisa which came out that he was mevalbal b'tzui aviv. But his tshuva was on the mida. His tshuva was he needs to address the underlying reason why he's doing that. The moshe which he gave is that the moshe gave is a person gets on a ship, and the ship, he's supposed to be traveling to the east. And he realizes after a little while on the ship was traveling west. He says, no problems. He picks up himself from the west side of the ship and he moves to the east side of the ship. He's been traveling east. He says, if you don't address the underlying problem, you're still going in the wrong direction. So trying to address the problem, the issue, without addressing the issue, the real issue, doesn't solve the problem. A simple mushroom. Fellow decides, he has a problem that he has a problem with Gaiva because he always tells people how good he is and he speaks out of himself so much, and he has a problem with Gaiva. He's not learning all the mussar about the issue of Gaiva, etc. Now really the real underlying problem the fellow has is not Gaiva. The underlying problem the fellow has is low self-esteem. Why is low self-esteem? He has low self-esteem, and therefore in order to get feeling good about himself, he needs people to give him recognition. So how does he do that? By telling everybody how good he is. This is his way to get validation from the people, because he's not able to validate himself. So now he starts learning Musar about Gaiva to tell him how bad he is. So all he's doing is increasing his low self-esteem. So he hasn't solved this problem. Right? He's weiter. If he's not aiming on what the Nakuda is, he can do the worst thing. The worst thing this guy can learn is Musar about Gaiva right now. Right? He needs to learn about Godless Adam, about how special he is and how much he has to offer and how good he is, and to the point that he doesn't need everybody telling him he's okay to be okay. So that challenge is something which is inside. We said this Machshava before, that something which is inside of the person. That the person, you can't get that from somebody else. There's a guy in a Mishnah, the guy says, Eich leilech b'derech Hashem tzarech lisyayitz im chachamim v'tzadikim holchim kvar b'derech Hashem. That how a person, what is the right approach to Torah and to mitzvahs? You have to go to the chachamim. V'luchim im yetzer hara tzarech ba'atzma lasu tachbulos v'enomor lezeh ha'etza milvad b'li tachbulos. You can't get it from somebody else. You can't get the answer from somebody else. You have to find deep down what's inside of you. You're not, well, you hear a shmooze, I got to do that. No, you don't have to do that. It's the wrong thing for you. The person has to look deep inside himself, what's my issue? And from that issue, a person has to build himself, and and each person, I think Rebbe's in the Kuna, which he says, the person who goes to the Musa Shmuz, and he hears the Musa, he says, I'm going to do that. He says, that's, he labels that Frumkeit. So I forgot about myself, I'm doing with it. You know, I went to Musa Shmuz, I'm doing something, you know. Okay, now I have Yoitze Gaven, I can put a label myself, I'm a good boy. So I feel that feeling of, that's what he calls Frumkeit. This is a person might go and say that, you know, that shmuz, it's totally relevant to me right now. Right now, it's not, it's if anything, it's negative for what I need to hear. But I need to work on X. But the one thing a person should always say, you know, but I was aiming on the fact that I need to work on something. I was aiming on the fact that I need to think about why am I doing what I'm doing? Why is this happening? Rav Obo says that when he talks about this world of the Avodas Amidus, he has a meter which he calls Islamdus. He says this applies to the world of mitzvahs and applies to the world of midas. A person is always just trying to be oymen on what is there, what is the piece of tefillah telling me, how does it talk to me, what is the mitzvah telling me? How am I supposed to do this mitzvah properly? I'm always in the world of being a learner. But the when it comes to avodas amidus, as opposed to limud mosar, but the avoda, I'm always just learning how to get it. And I can tweak it, and I can tweak it, and I can learn more. Now that I learned this point, and I did this, I'm aiming that it's really not that the point. There's something else which is there. It's an avoda which... you're always going, there's another layer to think about. And that only a person can't, nobody else can do that for you. That's so much a person can only do it himself. The Ben Yonah says in Shari Tshuva, he says, Imenu nili mili, the person isn't miyaser himself, ma hililoi ha-musorim. You go hear a shmuz. It's a nice shmuz, and it's inspiring shmuz, and you say, I got a different that. But a person doesn't walk away with some element of, okay, I'm going to sit and think about it and make it mine. That some way the message is my own message to myself. It's not going to work. It's not going to last. It'll last, you know. They say, Yisrael Salanter used to say, it's good to give a shmuz that, you know, that the marav after the shmuz was better. It's not even everybody in the people who, you know, about the shmuz, even one person about the shmuz, his marbles, but it's also kedai. Even that one person, the person who gave the shmuz, is also kedai. Right? Sometimes I feel like that. Right? But that's not the point. The point is, the flip side of that is, which means a person can sit around shmuz and talk and be inspired and excited. But a person doesn't walk away and say, you know, there was some element of that I need to think about. And create some message for myself out of it, it will not last. Yes, I can't be, I can't get the process going without sometimes an outside element. But the two go together. I mentioned before that Rabbi Rucham talks about, he says, when he spoke about why the world of communism is going to fall, it's not going to last. He says, a person's a lamdan, you know, so he learns dini mominus, and case after case after case, he says, I mean, you know what, the yisod of all the dini mominus is, or many dini mominus, the yisod is, a matzach relev arai. What's the getter of the din of muksik, cheses metaltalin, and he's aiming on that, so he's a lamdan. He realizes that it's not the civic prat, there's a yisoid over here. He says, but the person ever stop and think, why is a matzimach a lover ride? What's that yisoid? Where did that come from? It's more says svaruhu. Kralam ali svaruhu. Why taka is that? So he says, oh, there's a musik of bailus. Okay. Why is there a musik of bailus? Why did the Russian put bailus into the brihim? The person, you know, there's another layer. And what does that mean to me? That there's a musik, why does Rashi put the bialis on the Briya? His answer is, you can't be a mativ, you can't be a noisin if you don't have something. So, if there wouldn't be bialis, I can't give. And the whole mihiyos, the whole tachas of the Briya is to be the mistamat the kainoi, and the Briya Elam is a mativ. The Russian created a musik of bialis to allow me to be a mativ. So he says, communism can't last because there's no bialis. So maybe there can't be a function of people will become only noitlim as opposed to noislim, and a world can't function in a world of only noitlim and not a world of noislim. That was his uptaich. Right? Now, I mean, you could take that a layer weiter. But, I mean, he didn't stop. So that was in a klal istik in the kuda. But in each person's prati istik in the kuda. Somebody asked me now, you know, they asked me, someone was speaking, so they asked the Rebbeim to speak to the boys about what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. He says, what message do I think that he should give across? I said, okay, they say, I said, this is the message that is said to me. And again, each person should come up with something himself. But this is the, for me, this is the message that I felt. If it's talking to me, it means that Maimer Chazal, or that Maisa, is Negeah to me. Someone should talk about Negeah to me, Bechlau. It won't speak to me, I won't have Argosha in it. So somebody goes into a classroom with an automatic rifle with and kills little children. So the value of life, the understanding of the value of life is missing. The Kedusha of Chayim. So he has it to that madrega. And some people, they would never do that. But if life is so valuable, so will you kill a abortion, euthanasia, mercy killing? Okay, that's one trait. If life is so valuable, that means humans are important. Can you insult somebody publicly? Character assassination. We live in a country, I mean, I have to tell you, it's embarrassing to me that we went through a election cycle. The amount of negative comments that the leaders of this country said about each other, it's embarrassing. That's called normal. And it's called normal, when we read it, we don't think it's strange. We do it too. It's embarrassing. I don't mind standing up with a few guys and making a negative comment about somebody else, and we think it's funny. What happened to Kedushas HaChayim? What happened to means of what a human being is? You can't insult somebody. You can't be comfortable being part of such a conversation. Okay. What about thinking negative about somebody else? He's a Talmud Lakim. So all of a sudden, this story in Newtown, Connecticut, for me, was like, I'm not going to do that. But it's not shy to me. I don't have the exact same problem he has. The Baruch Hashem, my Nekudas HaBechira is a little different world than his is. But it's not shy to me. It's you know, Rav Chatzel said, you look at the stories of Paro, and you think, you know, Makari, I think this is a Meshuggahness. The world of a person grappling with being able to admit he's made a mistake is not shaykh to me. That's the story. That's the Lamdan Shaboy says the story isn't. There was a story of Paro, and the problem is a person grappling with letting go of his gaiva. Oh, that's very negative to me, and I can relate to every single proud of what he did. Yes, I do it in a different way than he does it. Every single thing is negative to me. Says. The Chofetz Chaim goes to a mosher. He says, "The person speaks lashon hara about somebody else." He says, "You know, lashon hara about somebody else." He says, "Somebody coming after us." He says, "He's talking about Reuven. you're just talking about Reuven. You know who Reuven is? He said, no, who's Reuven? He says, the Rav of the town thinks he's a chashuv guy. He says, okay, you know, listen, Reuven, you know, he's such a, he fooled the Rav of the town. Comes back a few days, he says, okay, Reuven, you're talking about? I know, Mamash, I heard from the Gadol HaDor, that the Gadol HaDor said that Reuven is Mamash, he's, you know, one of the chashuvim. Gadol HaDor, Mamash, Reuven, that got to really be low. You haven't fooled the Gadol HaDor. He says, Reuven, we're talking about, I have a Yediyah B'Shemayim, they told me that the Rambam, because look, the Reuven is a chashuv guy. The Rambam, he says, comes back, Abai and Rav, the Malachim, the Bar Yoyla. The guy is, Taka Bar Yoyla, Taka said he's a chashuv guy, he's a Ben Yisrael. He's a Talmud Lakim. We don't think in those terms. Why don't we think in those terms? I said, can the next episode, why am I, what problem do I have which doesn't allow me to think about that? Why am I thinking about when I meet a human being and seeing the Tzelem Elokim in him? I can't talk to be not shy to have me that I should want to hurt him in any way, shape, or form. Rav Palm Zatzal said that his mother was never nichshol in Lashon Hara. So she never learned Hilchos Lashon Hara. She never was nichshol in Lashon Hara. She had such avos habriyos, it was impossible to want to hurt somebody. She never was nichshol in Lashon Hara. But the starting point wasn't, we'll learn Hilchos Lashon Hara. That wasn't the problem. And I can guarantee you, if you don't solve that problem, you can learn Hilchos Lashon Hara from today till tomorrow, you're never going to solve your problem. Because that's not the problem. The problem isn't I don't know Hilchos Lashon Hara. The problem is that deep down inside of me, I want to say Lashon Hara. That's the problem. And if I don't ask myself why, I don't ever answer myself, and I don't figure out, and I don't answer that question, and I don't then say, okay, what am I going to do about it? I'm not going to solve my problem. So this mice is plastered across all the newspapers across the country. Right? But this mice is a similar dover, which is mamish me. I'm comfortable making a comment when the few guys are there and hurting somebody. I hurt people. Why do I hurt people? What's my problem? Why am I ever more sensitive to people's feelings? And each person will have a different answer. But the person has to ask himself that question. The person has to be honest with himself and look deep inside himself. Rebobo writes, he says, one reason why we don't do this is because we're scared of the answer. We're scared to look in the mirror. Because we don't like the picture in the mirror. I don't like looking in the picture in the mirror and thinking that that guy and I have shaykhs with each other. You know, that guy's the chumashugimah. And I'm normal. Really? Is it, you know, I mean, honestly, I can get up and say the shmooze, but I mean, you know, am I crying myself to bed thinking about the fact that I do these things to people? Is that normal? Is it normal to hurt people's feelings? Like, why? I don't want to think like that because it's painful. So I don't look in the mirror. He says, you know why I don't look in the mirror? Because I believe I can't change. Because the person believes it can change. It's good, so if you have a problem, you fix it. If I believe there's something wrong with my car and I can't fix it, I'm not going to take it to the mechanic. You know, I don't really tell me there's a problem. So, you know, I can't fix it. So look, get right to whatever happens after. And if I go to the, say, I'm not going to ask the mechanic to look at it because, you know, the price tag is, you know, too expensive. Is it too expensive? Is it that overwhelming? Good, so am I going to change overnight? No, I'm not going to change overnight. But I can become more. Is it gaiva which is bothering me? Is it a way to get covered? Is it feeling low about myself? Is it nakama? Is it just hisragulus? What is it that I'm comfortable saying Lashon Hara? Listening to Lashon Hara, laughing at a Lashon Hara. It should be the strangest thing in the world. This person is Selma Lakim. He's Bar Yoyla. The Bar Yoyla was made on him. That he's covered to him. Brought him Lamokim. So my point isn't this specific scenario. My point is, this should be a thought process which if a person is aware that he needs to fix himself, everything which happens around him, everything which he comes in contact, is a message. The Nakuda isn't finding I'm in the mode of, wow, I have a lot to accomplish in my life. I need to figure it out. What is it out? The Baruch Hashem is going to send me ways to find it out. I believe the Baruch Hashem is talking to me. I was always going to spoil that the Rishiva, you know, she used to tell us that if he also, the person has to read the at least listen to the headlines every single day. Somebody asked me, and I was thinking, I didn't do that. Somebody asked me why. He says, you know, you ever listen to Rishiva when he reads the headlines? He used to say Shmuzim once in a while about something which is on the headlines. He says, when you do the headlines, you get the same message. You listen to the headlines. That's it. He says, when I'm zoich at some point in my life, when I read the headlines, the way Rishiva read the headlines, I read the headlines. Very Erlam is real. Life is real. The Rosh Hashanah is talking to us, and this is part of the Hechad Himsa. It's through Torah, it's through what's happening in the world, it's through my interaction with my wife when I will come home and she says, where were you? That's the Rosh Hashanah talking through her mouth. Because I'm not supposed to hear the message, the Rosh Hashanah won't let me hear the message. So why is it that I constantly come late and I ignore him in fact my wife wants me home? Why is it? What's motivating me? What's my problem? You know, honestly, why is it that I find certain foods, you know, pull to me? What is it? You know, everything is talking to you. Everything is a hechatimsa to learn about yourself. There's nothing which you do the whole day which isn't. Why is it that certain part of davening, I don't get a time in it? Why is it that certain verses work for me and certain verses don't work for me? Everything is a hechatimsa for a window into your neshama. Everything is a message for you if you want it to be. So yeah, it's, you know, it's cool to say, well, what's the message from you know, Newtown? What's the message that it's hard for me to get up in the morning? Why is it hard for me to get up in the morning? Why is that? What can I do about it? Why is it that davening is not important to me? Honestly, you know, I'm from a yid, so I said words. Why is that? What's going on inside my neshama which is bothering me, and what can I do about it? And if I don't ask, that's what the Gaon means. It says that a person, that the tachas, the whole time is tikkun amidus, v'imlav lama lechayim. That's what he means. Everything is about, there's something going on inside of me which is preventing me from doing this. I got to fix it. And if not, what am I here for? And the Bereshim is a Baal Chesed. The Baal Shem Tov says that the Bereshim never lets us see something which is not negaya to us. So if I want to know what I need to work on, the Rosh Hashanah says it's very easy. I'll show it to you. If something happens, it means it's negaya to you. If something you're aware of, it means it's negaya to you. For you, there's some way that has a message for you. Personal message. Dear Ellie. Right? And now the message for Dear Ellie is different than the message for Dear Yeruve. Because Ruven has a different challenge in life. And if he's talking, he's burning a little bit, he'll talk and get a different message out of it. And that's what the Gaon is saying. It says that Eich Lelech B'Derech Hashem Tzarech Lishyayitz V'Luchim Ema Yetzer Harad Tzarech B'Atzim Elasos Tachbulis V'Emer Lezeh Ha'etzim. You can't rely on somebody else to do this for you, because this is a personal message. It's not an overnight, it's months, years, lifetime. But the Rosh Hashanah is Baal Chesed. He's constantly giving you a message of what you could and should be doing. As Hashem, we should be zechut to hear the message.